Want to see something funny?
Let's talk about what happened in Minneapolis. ICE murdered an American citizen in cold blood, and then the Trump administration called him a domestic terrorist.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Like, plain and simple.
Yeah.
I see the administration trying to spin it, and it's fucking disgusting.
That's not that funny? I don't know. I think it's a little bit funny for the guy who was like, I'm going to vote for Trump because he gets pussy, having to take this somber tone. Even fucking Joe Rogan had to, you know? It's a very, 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 like, indicative, like, watermark, you know, like a temperature check on the administration when the people whose job it is to hype up, like, the apolitical guys. You know what I mean? Like, you're, like, these are the people who are meant to rile up the dumb cattle, like, yeah, Trump's base, dude, we're gonna get to say retard in the office again. And then when those people are now like, I don't know, this one looks bad, guys.
Yeah. It's like, they didn't even have a moment where they're like, hey, we're reviewing the footage, we're gonna try to see what's really happening. All of them, Trump and all the cronies, put out collective statements that immediately blamed an American citizen that was exercising his First and Second Amendment rights, right? He has the right to protest. He has the right to carry a firearm. He's a legal gun owner, right? Mm-hmm. There's no question about this whatsoever. And the administration immediately comes out and they try to gaslight the public, which you cannot do when we have 15 different videos of what happened.
Yes.
And
that is what they do, though.
But that is what they do.
Yeah.
And I think that governments have probably been doing this for centuries, millennia. And now you have a public that is armed with phones and we can see what actually fucking happened. And you're not going to just lie to us, plain and simple, like that.
I think it's nice. I think it's nice, personally. These people really are like the big vibe check, you know? It's the reason why Trump won in 2024. Huge outpouring of young support. And a lot of those people were turned in by Theo Vaughn, Andrew Schultz, Joe Rogan, whatever else. Young guys who were like, yeah, man, fucking internet memes. Biden's old, yeah. And then they vote Trump in, and then they're like, holy shit, I didn't know he'd do all the stuff he said he'd do. And now they've swapped back around. And it's indicative, too. I do not hate Andrew Schultz anywhere near as much as I hate Theo Vaughn or fucking Joe Rogan, though. I think that Andrew Schultz is a lot more honest. I mean, obviously, it's kind of a sliding scale, but yeah. Current look at podcasts that supported Trump.
See what Trump's been doing?
Not good.
I know we had him on the pod.
Great app. Yo, he smelled like baby powder.
What I've noticed is since he's been on the show, there's been a bit of a vibe shift.
Doesn't feel aligned with like who we are as grifters.
Receiving money from the GOP, that doesn't define who we are as artists.
Yo, but here's my thing. I didn't think we were doing this to help him get elected. I thought we were doing him a favor and then we could open for him on the road.
We didn't tell them who to vote for. We made a suggestion.
We've always been the kind of guys who just tell it like it is.
Tell it like it is.
And exactly. Like, right now, we're telling people just not to blame us.
Enough of that, though. Let's get to our guest. He's the GOAT. You know him. You love him. Kyle Rittenhouse.
We saw the recent clip from Joe Rogan. I wanted to circle around to see what Theo Vaughn was up to. Because remember, Theo Vaughn, this was like the one time that the Department of Homeland Security walked back something awful they did because they were denounced by a public figure. The DHS put a Theo Vaughn clip inside of a larger video they posted about how based and red-pilled it was that they were kicking immigrants out. And Theo Vaughn quote tweeted and said, like, I don't support this. You know, my family are immigrants. I don't like this at all. And they deleted it because they didn't want to argue with Theo Vaughn. They'll argue with Ariana Grande and Taylor Swift, but not with Theo Vaughn, which is so, so, so funny. Yeah, content no longer available. They took it down. Anyway, I wanted to see what Theo Vaughn was up to. Here he is with Bernie Sanders discussing the ICE raids. Man, the temperature check on this one really shifted, huh? You can really, really, really see the Gen Z voter demographic shifting, like, boom, you know? I hate these idiots so much. You really should. You really, truly should. Trump's approval rating among Gen Z has dropped a massive 42 points in the past year, new polling has found. And also, don't get too high on your laurels or whatever here, you know? Keep in mind, Theo Vaughn, Joe Rogan, Andrew Schultz, they shifted to being openly pro-Trump because they were in it for the money. And when the next election cycle rolls around, the money's going to roll around too. So don't be surprised if all these people who are getting somber over ICE now come, you know, 2027, they're going to be like, yeah, well, you know, I'm not voting for a Democrat. Who's this next guy? You know, like they're going to play the same game over and over again as the money and the opportunities roll in. 42-point drop in support among Gen Z over the past year from Trump. Bernie's always been really weak on this, man. He like unironically, I don't think we should use the term border security at all. Security is something that you do to protect from criminals, ne'er-do-wells, violence, harm. Most of these people, they're just desperate, you know? Look, I agree. People who come into the United States should not slip in the cracks. They should not disappear. We should have enough people to, you know, to process them, their immigration. But what we need for that, we need more money for immigration judges, right? Like, we need to put money into that system. Framing this as a security issue is an implicit concession to the Department of Homeland Security. The idea that illegal immigrants pose a threat to the United States, which they just don't. They just don't. They just don't. Maybe in like the broad sense of it's important for us to keep tabs on everyone in the country so everyone can pay the taxes and get paid into from the system. I get that, you know, but that's not security. That's just bookkeeping. That's bureaucracy. I just don't like that concession. I really don't. The idea that ICE would be like, we don't need a more toned down version of ICE. We need to fundamentally reframe how we think of immigrants. They are just not a threat to us. They're not. They're just not a threat to us. They're just not. We don't need to, like, the goal here is not to just soften our tactics on dealing with a security issue. It's not a security issue. It's a bookkeeping issue. Fucking retarded way to try to play like the centrist both sides there. But you know, you take a couple minutes of saying he's bad. Well, you have to do this, like, you know, this he and ha. Thank you, Bernie, for shutting that down. That's such a funny place to end the fucking clip, dude.